This week, Pope Francis ruled that Salvadoran Archbishop Oscar Romero, who was slain in 1980, was killed out of hatred for the faith. And with that, the Pope set the stage for his beatification. NPR's Silvio Pagioli reports Romero's sainthood had long faced deep opposition in Latin America and in the Vatican.
When he was first named Archbishop in 1977, Oscar Romero was seen as a conservative. But as he witnessed mounting human rights abuses by the Salvadoran military, he became increasingly outspoken against social and economic injustice. In his last homily on March 23, 1980, he called on Salvadoran soldiers and police to stop following orders to kill civilians and stop the repression.
Y ante una orden de matar,
the peasants you kill are all your own brothers and sisters. When you hear a man telling you to kill, remember God's words, thou shalt not kill.
The next day, Romero was gunned down by right-wing death squads while he was celebrating Mass. The 12-year Salvadoran civil war ended in 1992, claiming at least 75,000 lives. The Catholic Church of El Salvador had long enjoyed the largesse of the conservative oligarchy. But in the 1970s, the clergy embraced the reforms and ideas of the Second Vatican Council, social justice and proximity to the poor and the marginalized. This angered the establishment, which ordered the army to crack down against the faithful. At that time, says Romero biographer Roberto Morozzo de la Roca, a person could be arrested just for possession of a Bible or a photo of Archbishop Romero.
La Chiesa, per questa classe dirigente, aveva tradito.
The church was seen as a traitor. The oligarchy hated a clergy committed to social justice. They even blamed the rise of leftist guerrillas on the Catholic Church.
Romero was accused of being a communist and supporter of liberation theology, a popular grassroots Catholic movement viewed as socialist by the right wing in Latin America. Even before he was killed, Romero had made enemies within the Catholic hierarchy at home and in Rome, says Archbishop Vincenzo Paglia, chief promoter of Romero's sainthood cause.
Durante gli anni di Romero, arrivavano a Roma.
During Romero's time, tons of letters against him arrived in Rome. The charges were simple. He's political, he's a follower of liberation theology. And all that strengthened his enemies.
One of his key enemies was the late Colombian Cardinal Alonso López Trujillo, a staunch conservative. Trujillo feared that Romero's beatification would be seen as an endorsement for liberation theology. But Archbishop Paglia dismisses the charges that Romero was a Marxist.
Romero era un grande predicatore.
He was a great preacher. He went around in a car with a loudspeaker. He walked among the people. This is the church they wanted to silence. This is why Romero is truly a martyr of the church that flowed from the Second Vatican Council.
Romero's cause was blocked for more than two decades. Paglia says it was Pope Benedict at the end of his papacy who moved the process along. But, he adds, it was Pope Francis who ruled that Romero was killed in hatred of the faith.
Dovevamo aspettare il primo papa latinoamericano per beatificare Romero.
We had to wait for the first Latin American pope to beatify Romero. There are clear similarities between Pope Francis and Romero and their vision of a poor church for the poor.
The beatification date has not been set, but it's expected to take place within the year. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.